auf, du wäre bei Herkert. Valik?
I'm here.
Und Valik?
Me too.
You must help me put it outside and mount every pig. Now each one take the boxes that are closing. And we'll put it outside until it is,
frozen!
Yeah, that's it. Frozen. Yeah, frozen. Frozen. It will look and it will taste like a dream. And the people will call this food,
Ice cream,
yeah. Oh, yeah, of course, I was going to say that. What do you think? I can kill people inside, right down to their bones, and we'll sell it in cups, on sticks, and in
cones!
Right, of cones, of course, the cones will sell it. I knew this. So they put it outside with a loud heave-ho, and it froze into 10 tons of colorful snow. But just as Hansen had gone out and checked it, and they went for the shovels to try and collect it, suddenly the wind up there started to blow, and it blew, and it blew, and it blew to and fro, and Hansen von Fleet cried, "Oh no! All my colorful snow has been just blown away by a giant tomato! Yeah, tomato, yeah, but the tomatoes blew my snow away! Stop this tomato from blowing away my ice cream snow! Please come back! Ice cream, where are you going? Come back with this tomato, but this is here! Oh, what am I going to do? What? Where? Help, save it, bring it back! Please, don't let it go! But all that his helpers could say was,
"I jump!"
For a giant tornado, a great hurricane, had blown all the ice cream from where it had lain, high above Amoreen in a colorful chain. And the higher it went, the more speed it did gain. While downstairs, poor Hansen went almost insane.
Oh, no, that wouldn't go to an out in the snow. It's not my team. Imagine what I run so hard. I don't know what I would do.
But the stuff flew on over hill, over plain. And the people who saw it, their eyes they did strain to see this high-flying peppermint cane. And it puzzled each Englishman, Frenchman, and Dane. It flew high above Russia, above Timbuktu. It flew above Turkey, with all the Hindu. And Africa next, the world's biggest zoo. But it slowed down near Egypt. Its flight was near through.
I don't understand, my little shy. Do you see all the Jews, how they pray and they cry? But why don't you cry, shy? You don't even try. You don't even try to cry. Tell me, shy. Tell me why. Why you don't cry? Why, shy? Why you don't try to cry? Tell me, why? Why, shy? You're such a nice little guy.
But Abba, we should not allow our spirits to sink. Jews are supposed to be happy, I think. Ever since the Jews left the land of Mitzrayim, they've always been helped, Menashemayim. That's the funny thing about us Jews. We're always expecting to hear some good news.